You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out here on the pod. There's a lot of shows that I've been enjoying. I haven't done a pod on Invincible yet. I will put that on the list of things. We got plenty of time right between season two and season three for me to talk about Invincible. By the way, it's incredible. And fun fact, Robert Kirkman gave the comic book that I work on, or worked on, work on. We'll talk about that after C2E2. Radiant Black, Kirkman really likes it and like what we did with issue number 18, which is the one that I help write. So that's pretty cool. Anyhoozle, we'll save that conversation for a later date. I've been traveling a lot this past week. Trip to Vegas, trip to Phoenix, then back to Chicago, all within like a 5-day span, which is great. I get an opportunity to spend time in the desert. You know that I love being in the desert. I like Phoenix more than Vegas, but I had a great time in Vegas at Circa. It was really amazing. Got a chance to spend some time with Dan and Layla and Studs and our boss, Mitch Rosen, over there. It was really fun. I can only take so much of Vegas because I am susceptible. I like to go gambling. I had a good time. Maybe I'll do a whole pod on that, but I had a good time. I like downtown to gamble just because the table minimums are lower. And I'm still learning. Like, I don't think I'm pretty good at blackjack. I've got that for the most part figured out. When it comes to betting craps, not so much. So I like to be able to go to tables and talk to the croupiers while I'm betting on what to bet, how to bet it, like all of that stuff. And it was cool. But anyway, traveling meant that I had a little bit of time on airplanes. And so you get to kind of choose your adventure as far as entertainment goes. So I started watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith a couple months ago. And I was like, man, this is interesting. But I was kind of stuck on the first couple episodes. The crazy part is I don't think I watched a single episode on my couch. I think that it was strictly an airplane thing for me was watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And the reasons were I was interested. I like Donald Glover as a creative. My guy, Tony Gill, always talks about how he's a top five dual threat of all time. And I'm like, you don't go back very far, Tony, because you're so young and you just started kind of paying attention to stuff. But I will give Tony his props. He's right in identifying Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, as someone who can do a lot of different things and do it well. Atlanta is one of my favorite television shows ever. So well done, so creative. They went in a bunch of different directions and they really challenged like the convention of what a television show looks like. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I was kind of predisposed to not liking it because I had enjoyed the movie. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were incredible. Like, their chemistry on camera was undeniable, so much so that it apparently leaked off camera, and then you have the Jennifer Aniston thing, and but they were so great in those roles that I'm like, oh, is this a, when I first encountered this, I'm saying, oh, is this kind of a, like a retelling of that story? And it is not. And if you were staying away because you were worried that this was a remake, it is not a remake. It is in the same universe, but these are not the same characters. And they make that pretty clear from the word go. I like how they started the series where you have a John and Jane being assassinated. Spoiler alert. But I mean, it's in the first like minutes of the movie, but you get back into the idea of this is a company that they work for. And I fell in love with it. Is it was one of those series to me that as it went on, got better. And you talk about chemistry. Donald Glover and Maya Erskine, like, their chemistry was phenomenal. Like, it was hot. And I mean that in both, like, the sexual tension way and also, like, the way that they worked together as scene partners, I just thought was terrific. The storytelling was cool too because of the way that the episodes are labeled and how you have to put your, like, they treat it, each episode is treated like a relationship with titles like First Date, Couples Therapy, like that sort of thing. And they play off of that inside of it. There's some really funny moments of failure. There are some really funny moments of success that I think are worthwhile, that are worth your, is worth your time. And I don't ordinarily like stand on the table for people, but the art of this show caught me. And I was on the plane coming back from Phoenix and I watched the final three episodes, which it made the flight go so much faster. The episodes are around like 42 minutes or something like that. And I was enthralled by it. Now, granted, when you can't get up and walk away, when you're a bit of a hostage because you're on an airplane, there's always the possibility that something seems better on an airplane than what it would if you were watching it on your couch or if you were watching it with your friends. And I offer that as a possibility, but what I was thinking when I was getting on the plane was, man, I can't wait to have the isolation to be able to watch this, like to finish the first season. And I don't know if there's going to be a second season. There's been I'm good either way. Like it's kind of like the end of Westworld where at the end of Westworld, I was like, yo, I'd really like another season to tie a bow on this. But if they don't get the fifth season, I'm satisfied with the ending. And that was kind of how I felt about the end of season one of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It was fun. Like, that was the other part. There are some great cameos, like some great casting that they did, but it was a fun thing, which kind of brought me back. Like, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, it's kind of like the movie was fun, and it was fun to watch Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie interact with each other and the universe that they were in. And I walked away going, man, this is cool. And I hope that this continues. And it was one of those things where when I got to the end of the final episode and I watched the bonus of the making of that final episode, I said, you know what? I am looking forward to the next season of this.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think that Donald Glover has a really interesting view on television. And you can tell, like, his growth as a performer and as a creative is on full display here. And I'm glad that he's still being given opportunities to create art. It's weird, you know, like sometimes you can, I wouldn't call myself like the hugest Childish Gambino fan. I will say that I love a bunch of, like, the This Is America video was obviously incredible. And his collaboration that he did with Brittany Howard is also incredible. And I highly recommend that you seek that out. The song is I Just Want to Get High with You. And it's, she's, remind me to do a whole pod on Brittany Howard's awesomeness too at some point. But when you look at some of the choices that were made for Atlanta, like the creative choices that they made, the places that they went, both from an artistic standpoint and quite frankly, where the show was emanating from, like where they took the show. Man, it's almost like his mind opened up and he said, let's just try stuff and let's be smart and be deliberate about some of the storytelling that we want to do. But let's do something with this. I wish there was a way, and there is. I mean, actors can be recast in different roles. In the future of the MCU, that they could use Donald Glover, but he's already kind of in the MCU because he plays the Prowler, and he had a quick cameo in the Spider-Verse movies because he played a version of Prowler. But maybe I don't even want Donald Glover on the, maybe that's it. Maybe I don't want him on screen. Maybe considering his affinity for comic books, and it's specific to Spider-Man, like that was his guy, but storytelling in comic books, maybe I want Donald Glover to do an X-Men spinoff, which remind me, by the way, I need to do an X-Men 97 pod. I'm trying to get one of the stars on to House of L. Their people had reached out and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then I didn't hear back, which is weird because their people reached out to me. Anywho, maybe that's the move. Maybe thank you for helping me with the talk therapy of this, that I don't even necessarily need Donald Glover to be in a movie. I would just like for him to maybe produce or direct a Marvel movie and see what he comes up with. See what type of weirdness he comes up with. That's also big time as far as furthering storylines of certain characters. Imagine that. You guys helped me work through something. That's a good thing. But yeah, if you've been sitting there, it's on Amazon Prime, by the way. If you've been sitting there and you didn't want to give Mr. and Mrs. Smith an opportunity, I would say give it an opportunity. You would be surprised at how much you're going to like it. And then get back to me. Hit me up on Twitter or whatever with your feedback. Cool? Cool. All right, that's it. That's all I got. I can't do no more. Trying to think, is there anything else that I watched on the plane rides? No, that was pretty much it. I watched episodes 4 through 8 on this last trip, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. Thanks for your support. Give us 5 stars. Write a review, please. Check out the latest episode of Sports Adjacent. Check out all the stuff that we've done over the last couple weeks on the sports side. And thank you again for being so cool. I'll talk to you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.